Ninth parakapara, eighth Mishnah. Mechata shenifsilu metamis atoyer letuva v'yodahu begufay. Paratuma waters that became possible, they're not usable anymore. So there's still metame, a person who's told the truma, whether he touched them with his hands or even if he touched his body, the metame his body is a tuma derabbanan. Why? Because mederaisa, the second the apostle, it comes back to regular water, it loses its status of being an avatuma. And if it's not an avatuma, it cannot be metame a person. Even if it's a low level of tumah, cannot be matama person. So we're saying, even so, even though it's not avatumah anymore, but it's still midirabonim, it's tama person who's tar l'tumah. If it's a tar l'chata, it's a person who's tar l'paraduma, lo v'yodav lo y'begufa. And that person is tar l'paraduma, then it's not matama at all. Why? Because there's a chiddush that even though a person who carries the paraduma waters is tamei, but in respect to paraduma he's tar. Nitmu, if the waters of paraduma became tamei, so tar lechatas beyodav alo begufay. And over here, since it's tamei, so if somebody was tar to be involved in the paraduma process, so if he touched them, these waters that became, maybe Chatas waters become tame, then he becomes tame, because it's not worse than any other mashkim tameim, which if a person is tame, maybe Chatas touches them, it's matame. But lo begufa, if his hands don't touch it, then it won't go easy to him on him, such a case.